Hey there, dear ones. What is happening in your world today? Hope you're feeling a little bit of joy inside. Maybe you can take a deep breath, look within, and scan your inner world for a tiny feeling of joy. Maybe you can pull that tiny feeling up and activate that feeling to something bigger. So the joy feels medium, and then the joy feels big, or at least bigger than it did. Have you ever met someone that you just, the energy was so peaceful between the two of you, and you just felt like two puzzle pieces sliding together with absolutely no effort? Dear ones, that is what I felt with today's guest. She and I know some really amazing people in common, and I am so grateful we connected to talk about the amazing, wonderful, never gets old, never get tired of it topic of connecting deeper to your spirit guides, the spiritual realm, and using their guidance to find your more aligned path and using their guidance to start bringing into your experience your highest aligned goals and intentions. And I was lucky enough to unpack this amazing topic today with Whitney McNeil. And like I said, she and I just were in this mellow, juicy back and forth connection that, you know, I kind of didn't want it to end. So you are really in for a treat as we talk about convening board meetings with your spirit guides. So let's get to it. In today's episode, we explore some powerful how-tos. How to convene board meetings with your spirit guides. How to use the spirit guide of the chemist to fine-tune your energy. Ooh, so cool. And how to discover your own personal intuitive language. We'll end on an invitation that will have you using your spirit guides in a more connected and exciting way to align with your life purpose and live in greater abundance. So you're going to want to stay with me until the end. Welcome to Soul Guide Radio, a podcast for soul guided leaders, influencers, and entrepreneurs here to bring about change on a massive level. We'll explore how you can activate your big soul mission, amplify your spiritual gifts, and clear the energy blocks weighing you down so you can gain unstoppable momentum in life and business. I'm Allison Scammell, your host and soul guide. Hey there, Soul Guide Circle. That is the name of this community of soul-guided leaders, influencers, and entrepreneurs. In the Soul Guide Circle, we have big soul missions, and we yearn to earn more, serve more, and grow spiritually along the way. If you aren't already a member, then I invite you to join our Facebook group of over 1,900 leaders and lightworkers who are in service to each other and the planet. Find a link to join on my website, AllisonScammell.com, or in the show notes. Today's guest is Whitney McNeil, and we explore the amazing topic of convening board meetings with your top board members of your soul path, and that is your spirit guides. Whitney McNeil is a certified medium and spiritual teacher and spiritual mentor. She has helped over 10,000 people connect with their intuition and spirit guides to align with their life purpose and live in abundance. She is the founder of a multi-six-figure business, Messenger of Spirit, and offers students a variety of courses and offers her widely popular free 4 intuitive languages quiz as a starting point for self-discovery. She is also the host of the Spiritual and Ambitious podcast. As I mentioned, We had a beautiful connection, Whitney and I, unpacking this amazing topic. She and I are really, really riding the same wavelength and in such a beautiful in sync way. It was a real pleasure and joy to connect with her. Please enjoy. Whitney, welcome to Soul Guide Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to see what comes through in our episode today.
I feel so connected to you. I was reading your speaker one sheet and I was like, my gosh, this woman sounds like me. We talk about a lot of the same things, but in a really cool way. And I feel like, yes, we talk about a lot of the same things. And I also feel like I feel intuitively the differences in our perspectives and how it fits together like a puzzle piece. So I'm really excited to co-create with you.
Me too. And, you know, also, like, we talk about similar things, but isn't it wild too how I might say something and someone goes, aha, I got it. But you might have said it, you know, 4 or 5 times, or vice versa. I've said it 4 or 5 times and they hear you and they're like, oh, I finally have it. It's so interesting how that happened.
100%. And it normally takes 4 or 5 times, I think. You know, that's why the beauty in the repetition. So it's until we're ready for it to land, right? I also love that you and I have very similar glasses frames.
We do, don't we?
We do.
I didn't even notice that.
I recently had this thing happen where I woke up one morning and my eyeball said, sorry, you can't wear contact lenses anymore. And it, after years of wearing contacts, they now kind of feel like wearing barbed wire. So here I am now, a person with glasses. And I'm happy. I'm a brace it.
You know, these are actually blue blockers. It's because I stare at the computer a lot and my eyes got really, really sensitive. And, you know, I talk about 4 intuitive languages and one of my languages, my primary one, is the seer. So I see a lot clairvoyantly and my eyes are just really sensitive and they become really sensitive over the years. So it's so funny that we have different glasses, but they're the same.
And ironically, I specifically asked mine are prescription, but they have the blue blocker in them, embedded in them. And I kind of feel like it was like divine that I was spending too much time staring at the screen unprotected. So my eyes were like, nope, we're not going to let you do that anymore. So they had my back. That's so cool.
Absolutely.
Well, let's get into it. We're talking about intuitive languages. We're talking about spirit guides, one of my favorite topics. It's really funny, Whitney. I recorded this episode like a couple years ago. And it was titled, How to Ask Your Spirit Guides Questions and Receive Their Answers. I recorded it like 2 years ago. It is by far, like it has like 3,000 downloads. And my number 2 most popular episode has like 1,500. I don't know if some like celebrity tweeted it without me knowing. Not big celebrity, some small celebrity. Like, I don't know how it happened. It's just a bizarre thing to me that this has so many downloads, but I think that it's because people want to know about this and they want to go beyond, they want to get specific. They want to like, how can I really use this? How can I really integrate this into my life and business? So that's what we're going to be unpacking. And I'm super excited to be doing it with you.
Yeah, I agree. And same with my podcast. When we talk about spirit guides, I think it's a topic so many people want to learn more about. And it's easy, but complex at the same time. It's like, we can talk about spirit guides, but how they integrate in our lives and businesses, we can really just go deeper and further into that knowledge and relationship that we have with them. And we sometimes forget that we are in this co-creation with them, but also that they help us and we need to have that solid relationship too. And that communication is so important. So I think it's important that we ask better questions to our guides and we also communicate to our guides on a regular and consistent basis because they are so integral in creating opportunities for us that we get to then respond to. We get to say, yes, that feels amazing, or hey, I like it, but could we do it a little differently? And You know, our spirit guides are our team, and I like to say we're the captain of our own ship, and they are everyone that's helping us. It's like all hands on deck, let's do this. And we can navigate the direction, and they support us when we take that aligned action. So so much to unpack today. I'll just take a pause and let you ask me some questions.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, me too. This is going to be super fun. So let's start with who they are. You know, sometimes my clients will be like, I want to know their names, and I want to make an inventory of all of them and get all of their names. And I always say, maybe down the road, there's a time for that. But right now, just call them in. Just know they're there. You don't even really just trust that they're there and they're the right energies that are here. But we're talking about like convening the board members of our team. They're going to help guide us and direct us. I sometimes call it the divine support team. So what typically makes up for a spiritual spirit guide board members or a divine support team? What can one typically be tapping into? What different types of energies and consciousness might one find?
Yes. So our spirit guides can be so helpful. And generally speaking, we have about 2 to 3 personal spirit guides who guide us, who teach us, and who protect us. So we always have that inner circle, let's say, around us as part of our board. And our guides will be really fluent in our intuitive language, so they can give us those messages. And these 3 guides can really help us with life and business, and we can communicate. But what's even really more interesting, I think, because we oftentimes don't talk about this, is that when you are in business, especially in business for yourself, you can talk to these 3 guides and ask for additional guides to help you with marketing, with a website and things like that. So I talk to my students and say, talk to your spirit guides daily in your meeting. So like calling on the board meeting. And basically when you have this board meeting, and it only takes 5 to 15 minutes each day, you can call upon your personal guides and teachers, but you can also call upon your business guides and helpers as well. So sitting around this, you know, let's say etheric table, we have our guide, our teacher, our protector. And then we can also have different spirit guides depending on what our business really needs. Maybe we need some inspiration around creativity. And so we can call upon a spirit guide to help us with inspiration and creativity. We can have a spirit guide that helps us with marketing. We can have a spirit guide that helps us with operations. If you have a team, you can have a PR specialist inside of your board meeting too, and more depending on what you do. So if you're an artist, you're most likely going to have spirit guides that know about the art industry and that also can help you in that. And also, if you are, let's say, someone who is into doing energy work, you'll have spirit guides that help you with healing and help you with that energy work as well. They will help you refine your craft. They will help you find the right clients and create opportunities for you in business. They'll help you with your offers. They'll help you with your pricing, and they'll help you make really great connections in your industry as well. And what's really cool is that your spirit guides will help you. I'll often say to them, please help me find the right aligned students or the right aligned clients for me. And I will hear so many students say to me, you know, Whitney, I was thinking about enrolling in your program. And in all of a sudden in my mind, it was like, enroll in whatever program it is, or go find Whitney. So I know my spirit guides are really at work there, making sure that we're all connecting across the globe to whoever your aligned client is.
That's so beautiful. And I like how you are saying it's 5 to 10, 15 minutes daily. One thing I always say, I like to tell people, because I think a big wound, I guess it's a wound, limiting belief block, it's a blocker. Even really intuitive people will say, oh, you know, I don't know if this is real. I don't know if I can trust this. I like it, but I don't know. And some people might be thinking, well, yeah, that sounds good, but I, you know, this doesn't work for me. I don't like it works for other people. You know, it works for Allison and Whitney, but it doesn't work for me. So when we get into the kind of the blocks that cut us off from our team, One of the things I always say is, you know, our intuition is like our muscles. The more we go to the gym and the more that we flex, the stronger we are. And I don't care how naturally strong you are. Some of us are more naturally strong than others. Some of us are more naturally intuitive than others, but we all got it. And the more we exercise, the stronger it gets. So I call it going to the daily gym of your intuition. Can you talk us through like what that could look like for someone if they want to convene this daily board meeting for 10, 15 minutes? Can you talk us through what, you know, obviously it could look a million different ways. So talk us through what one way or how you guide people through this. And then maybe it would be helpful to also talk through the intuitive languages that you could draw on to have the conversations.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for asking that. So in a board meeting, there's two forms of communication, right? We have to communicate and we have to listen. And so first it starts with, when am I going to do this board meeting? And oftentimes we will try to schedule it and then we're like, oh, I forgot to talk to my guides. I forgot this board meeting. For some, routine works really well. At 10 a.m. every day, I'm going to talk to my spirit guides. However, those listening may not like routine. I am one of those people. I'm not a real routine person, but I do have habits that I kind of make a ritual. You can attach your board meeting to something consistent in your day. So if you don't wake up at the same time every day, you don't go to bed at the same time every day, you could say every time after I brush my teeth, I'm going to talk to my guides. Every time after I eat lunch, I'm going to talk to my guides. So you can attach it to something really consistent as far as when. And then you want to choose a time where you can feel a little relaxed. So sometimes this works for people who are just waking up. Sometimes this works for people who are going to bed. A time where you can feel like you will receive. And one thing that can be helpful is to take a piece of paper and write down everything that's on your mind, because that gives the ego, it gives the mind permission to let these things go. It's almost a promise to our ego or our mind. Hey, I promise I'm going to do these things when I get out of the meeting. Because sometimes when we try to relax and open our mind, then like all the things that we need to do in the day come through and you're like, I can't clear my mind. I'm thinking about, you know, making dinner tonight. So writing it down, give yourself permission. So to prepare to go into your meeting, and you can even say an affirmation. When I allow myself time to have this board meeting, I am more productive. When I allow myself time to have this board meeting, I am more abundant. So really kind of shifting into, hey, this is really sacred time. Then when you're in the board meeting, one of the things I love to do is to state any affirmations that you have that maybe you've been working with on a daily basis. It's just a nice way to kind of set the tone. But if you aren't working with any affirmations, no worries. It's just a welcoming of your guides. And hi, I'd love to welcome my spirit guides. And exactly what you said, Allison, don't worry about the names. If you don't have the names, don't worry. It's just, I'm welcoming my guides, my teachers to come through, welcome my personal guides and welcome my business guides. And it's nice to start the meeting off with some things that you're grateful for and that you're appreciative of. Just like if you had a team on the earth plane in your business, it's nice to start the meeting out with some things that you really appreciate or some things that are going on. So talk to them about anything that you appreciate. Talk to them about what's going on in your life, what's going on in your business, what you would really like to have some help with as well. So you can say, you know, I really would like more speaking opportunities. I'd really like to get on some more podcasts. I really would like to refine my offer. So really just stating kind of what your, let's say, weekly topic is or your daily topic is to your guides. And then you can ask questions. I would love to receive messages about the right next step for XYZ. So once you've said what you need to say, then it's time to listen, right? Just as any conversation, you say things and you pause and you listen. Now in the pause, you want to clear your mind. So it's going to be really hard to receive clear messages if you're still thinking. That's why I say write all that stuff down beforehand. And just take a few moments to clear your mind. One of the things I tell my students is we don't have to meditate, you know, for hours. We can do it in 5 seconds. And so one of the most effective exercises people love is to imagine that in this board meeting, there's a dry erase board. So you've said all these things, like, and all the things on your mind are on the board. you can imagine that you're taking the eraser and that you are erasing and clearing everything off the board. And you can feel the eraser on the board. You can literally take your arm and move it up and down. You can visualize that it's being clear, and you can even hear the eraser on the board too, just erasing away everything. And when it's clear, your mind is clear. And then just relax and receive. And when we're receiving, we're going to receive messages from our guides based on our intuitive language. And there's a couple different things you can do based on how you receive those messages. So for some of you, you might find that having a piece of paper and just writing down the first things that come to mind are really helpful. You might find that taking a voice memo, like the voice memo app on your phone, you can just repeat the first things that come to your mind. But really tapping into your intuitive language is going to be key to understand their messages. And there's four different ones that you were mentioning that I talk about. And so those are the seer, the owl, the empath, and the channeler. So if you're a seer, which is my primary intuitive language, you see things. So your spirit guides might communicate with you in a symbol or a vision or just a color. Or you might see words splash across your third eye. And knowing that spirit will communicate in this way, you know, sometimes we expect this long, fluid sentence and they just give us a symbol and they're like, here's what this means. So for instance, one of my symbols is a bicycle, and it doesn't mean that I need to go ride a bike. It means balance. And really allowing your spirit guides to give you the meaning of the symbol as it comes in is going to be important. If you're an owl, you'll hear a message, and this could be hearing externally, or 99% of the time it's an internal where it's your own inner reading voice, and they can give you messages really quickly and really clearly if you're an owl. With that, knowing that the answers that you've been looking for come in faster than you can even try to talk in your own inner reading voice. So sometimes people say, well, I don't know if it was, you know, spirit or did I make it up in my mind? If it comes in really fast, that's your spirit guides. Now, if you're an empath, you'll feel the answer. So you can feel like a yes, this is right, or no, this is not right. So for instance, some of the questions you might want to ask if you're an empath could be, is blah, blah, blah the right next step for XYZ? And you can feel like a yes or a no, but maybe you don't get gut feelings. I have a student that just told me recently, and she said, you know, I feel tingles. So I'll feel a tingle when it's a yes, or I feel nothing if it's a no. And then if you're a channeler, this is the one that really a lot of people will think that they're not intuitive if they have the channeler. The channeler is a knowing, and it's an action in the body. So your body responds, and we sometimes expect it to come in a feeling of seeing or a something we hear, but instead it's how does the body respond? Is the body having all this energy, or is it responding being heavy and tired? Or get a piece of paper and write it out. Literally, your body is giving you the answer by writing, and it's the first thing that pops into your mind. We take action. We get inspired with a channeler. And it's just one of the most misunderstood ways, because sometimes my students are, when they don't understand their channeler, will be like, I didn't get anything. And then so I'll say, all right, start talking, get out that voice recorder, get out that piece of paper and start writing the first things that come to mind. And when we partner them up and do partner exercises, they just say stuff. They're just like, I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just saying it. And the other person's like, oh, that makes so much sense. So the channelers give the great advice. So it's important in your own meetings to speak it, to speak what you're getting from your spirit guides, or write it down. And so really, it goes really fast. It can be 5 minutes. It can be 15 minutes. And in your board meeting, it's say what you want to say, ask the questions, clear your mind, receive the answers. And you can even do it conversational style too. You could even ask a question, clear your mind, get the answer. Ask another question, clear your mind, get the answer. So that's how it looks like. And I think it's really about understanding how you receive, but also what kind of questions are you asking? Sometimes we need to get a little bit better on how we're asking those too.
Yeah, there's definitely an art to asking questions. And I always say, you know, ask it in a way that makes it easy for them to respond and easy for you to receive. So as you're suggesting, getting to know your intuitive language is super helpful. And in the receiving, you know, sometimes our guides, you know, it always comes through at the right time. And maybe it doesn't want to come through in that moment, or you get the symbol and it's not exactly clear what that symbol is. And I always say, after the board meeting, be open, be receptive. You could get the answer at the line in the grocery store overhearing the conversation next to you. I mean, the spirit guides are no question left behind in the spiritual realm. So if you perceive that the answer didn't come in the moment, and maybe it did, maybe it didn't, you know, it may have and you missed it. Well, don't worry. Be open in the days, weeks follow. Return to the question, and the divine in your guides, they're going to find a way to get you your what you need, the guidance that will help you propel you forward.
Yeah. I always say too, you know, wait 3 days. You know, if you don't get anything in the moment, wait 3 days, talk to your guides. And, you know, sometimes they're creating an opportunity that they're even not ready to tell you about just yet for whatever reason too. And they're aligning somebody that you need to meet or connect with, and see what comes through in that as well. And the universe and our spirit guides are always giving us something to respond to. So actually, what's interesting, Allison, is this month, one of the messages for me and for students that were in my program, it was, you know, spirit this month, for some reason, is communicating with you a little bit more in the external signs. It's interesting. It can still communicate with you through your intuition, but it was more of like, pay attention to things because spirit's communicating kind of in your face a little
yeah.
more. Like that conversation at the grocery store.
Yeah, yeah.
Billboard that you're seeing. And, you know, it's more about, it was like spirit's all around. This
yeah.
month. Not that they aren't. It was just more so this month that the message came in. So it's really interesting how they do give us some messages, and sometimes we're just looking. I always say, you know, we're trying to find the answer, and the answer is always coming to us. So
yes.
It's more so stop trying to look and just receive.
Yes. Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful. And one thing I get from clients is, oh, well, Allison, I wish I was clairvoyant. You know, I wish I was the seer. I want to be the seer, but I'm not, you know, I'm just, you know, clairsentient, or, you know, whatever, there's some hierarchy. Well, first of all intuitive languages are powerful, and they all can be honed, and all languages can be developed. Now, it doesn't mean it needs to remain, you know, you might have a dominant that's just meant to be your dominant, and you can hone your ability to see the messages, to get the visions. So again, that comes back with that daily convening of the meeting. If you wish to have more of a visual interaction, or you wish to hear more messages, or whatever it is that you're hoping to happen, you can, with light and relaxed energy, you know, not like I always say, manifestation and talking to spirit guides loves relaxation. Like that is, relaxation is the best friend of having a chat with your guides or manifesting a desire. So being in that relaxed energy, but just being open to, yeah, setting the intention to, I'm ready. I'm prepared to hone this other language to make it more powerful. Do you experience that with your clients too?
All the time. That's one of the biggest things I hear. It's like, but I want to see. And so I say two things. I've got a tip for everyone listening that does want to see, but also exactly what you said. Let's embrace how you naturally receive your messages. And one language is not more powerful than another. It's beautiful. You are made up uniquely of your energetic imprint. And let's just really increase what you have. And then you can develop other languages too. But what is interesting is I'll see people say, I want to see. And I'll say, you know, spirit can help you with that. But do you really want to see? Because sometimes people want to. And if they do, they're going to run away for years and never look back. Like, I'm not going to ever, you know, see spirit. That freaked me out. So it's more about spirit will give you what you're ready for, right? So really be honest with it. But we have a spirit guide I haven't talked about. When you really develop your intuition, you get a spirit guide who is the chemist, and you also get a spirit guide called the doorkeeper that guards who can talk to you and who can't. But the chemist comes in and adjusts your etheric body. And on the etheric body, we have etheric receptors, sensitivity receptors. So one of the things that you can do if you're out there listening and you want to develop a different language is talk to your chemist and say, you know, I'd really like to develop seeing, or I'd really like to develop hearing, and allow the chemist to come through and work on that chemistry. And just like Allison said, it's going to be really important to do this in a relaxed state. You know, your chemistry is going to be shifted and changed. And so you'll notice a shift and change oftentimes where we kind of feel things, or we might start seeing flashes of light depending on what you're developing. And when you get this change, you might even start craving foods, new foods. And you're like, what is going on here? Or I really need to smell, let's say, frankincense, or, you know, what is this? And I always say, if whatever you're craving is great for you, go for it. Just, you know, your chemistry needs it. If what you're craving is not good for you, talk to your chemist and say, hey, I'm craving this, and I think that we need some more adjustments here. And so what I do is I'll have my clients sit in what I call a spirit circle, where, you know, just devote some time to relax and to increase your sensitivity with your chemist. And you can do this before you go to bed. I think that's a natural place for us. And allowing time to have a shift and have a change. But it all does start with embracing how you naturally get it. Let's not try to change it. We can just add to it, right?
100%. I love that, calling on your chemist. And for me, I relate to it as an energetic calibration. Like, in order for you to have a deeper connection, you know, they're a very high vibrational energy, the light energy, right? And so when we're deepening our connection, our energy, our energetic vibration and resonance is raising, and it's tuning to fit with that their resonance more sharply, with more alignment. And sometimes I've experienced with myself and my clients, it can be uncomfortable when the chemist is doing its work, right? Because it's growth. You're growing, you're evolving. So there's always a little bit of discomfort, natural discomfort associated with growth. So I invite you to recognize it and notice it. And I don't know about you, Whitney, but like a lot of my clients, and myself included, sometimes gets ringing in the ears. That's one. It's like energetic outcome of this. And I've had so many clients tell me that they've, you know, gone to the doctor thinking they had an ear infection, only for the doctor to say, I don't see anything wrong here. So if you are working with your chemist and feeling this, oftentimes the only thing that really can get you relief is something holistic. Usually it's not medicine, not all the time. So of course, go to the doctor if you feel called to check in. And it's likely you need to go like to acupuncture or do some meditation or get out to nature or take a bath, and it'll help. It'll help the work that your chemist is doing with you. Do you find the same?
Yes. I had a client, and when I used to do one-on-ones, I remember she came to me our first session and she said, I don't have an intuitive bone in my body. So I, you know, do your magic. And what was really interesting is I was telling her, you know, spirit's telling me you're going to start to see flashes and things like that. Anyway, by the third or fourth session, I remember she said, Whitney, I saw flashes, and I went to the eye doctor, and the eye doctor said, everything looks fine. And she's like, I really am seeing these flashes. And it wasn't long after that that she woke up and she saw this full-blown message. So knowing that if you're hearing ringing in the ears, your clear audience is trying to wake up, if you're feeling even a little nauseous in the stomach and it's not anything to do with a medical situation, you can just know that your clairsentience is kind of being tuned up. And if your body is really tired, of course, if there's no medical condition, could be that also you're getting this upgrade, you know, you're getting this shift, and especially in the channeler way too. So absolutely, I see that. And you can talk to your chemist too, if it's a little uncomfortable, and say, hey, I'm experiencing a little discomfort here. Can we make some shifts and some changes? And energy work can be really helpful with that as well. And everything you said, just really allowing your body time and space to recalibrate. It's raising your vibration. And one of the things you can do too is to kind of look around your environment. And this includes relationships, what you're watching on TV, what kind of music you're listening to, and detox what's no longer serving you. And sometimes just creating more space around your new vibration can feel so comforting and calming that energy down.
Ugh, I'm loving this conversation. Yes, yes, yes. And you know, there's no like ultimate authority and guide that everybody agrees. Like, this is the guide to, you know, connecting to the spiritual realm. Like, you know, there's no like, I don't know, agreed upon governing body. So for me, I just love talking to people like you, Whitney, and just recognizing the similarities in the approaches and what's happening. And you might have different words and you have a different approach and this and that, but there's such a strong similar thread. And I love that. And for those of us out there, I'm pretty surrendered to the spiritual realm right now. So I'm okay to not have like lots and lots of proof. I'm just surrendered. So it's all okay. But for those of you out there, and I understand, I totally get it. Like, no judgment at all that like, okay, this is all good, but I want proof this is real. I want proof these messages are coming through. I can just say, like, I don't know. Like, anytime I talk to a gifted spiritual coach and teacher like Whitney, I just feel this similar thread in the stories. And I feel to me that that's just, I don't like the word proof, but that's just a reflection of what is. It just is. I don't know. Do you get what I'm saying, Whitney?
I do. I'm really loving this conversation. I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, gosh, it's like this truth that we're both seeing, right? And we've had all these experiences with our clients we've worked with and through our personal lives and our business. And I think that the more someone practices with their exercises, I say practice, but you're actually doing it, right? You're doing intuitive exercises, you're receiving messages. The more you do that, you do start to see the validation. And there's a couple of things that you can do if you're listening and you're like, I don't know, we'll see. One of the things I'll say is write everything down. Do this and write what you're getting down. And if you're someone that doesn't have a pen and paper, then put it on your notes app on your phone or do a voice memo. And then you can start to see how things start to play out and you have more trust for it. But another really helpful one that I do a lot in my programs is a partner exercise where I'll have people get together on Zoom and you can give intuitive messages to the person and then trade. And even though that's technically a mediumship exercise because you're giving a message to somebody, it's strengthening your trust in the messages coming through. What I see, Allison, in my programs, people start trusting their intuition when someone else validates it for them versus when they're getting messages for themselves. Like sometimes they'll question, I go, but maybe I already knew that, you know, maybe somebody told me that and I forgot. When someone that they've never met is sitting in front of them or on the other line of the phone or however, and you're giving messages to them and they validate it, it's like, oh my gosh, wait a minute, that's real. So, hey, that might be ego where we don't trust ourselves and we want the proof from someone else, but it does help. And consistency, having support, I think is really important to ask questions and being around other high vibrational people and understanding and cultivating your abilities. If you're around people that don't really understand what you're doing or don't understand how you operate your business. I know that intuitive business owners, we operate differently sometimes where we can't say the logic. I don't know why I'm doing it. I'm supposed to do it. People might look at you like,
right,
what are you doing?
Yeah.
Then you start to trust yourself when you really see how it worked out. And the people around you, by the way, the more you follow yourself and your intuition will start to trust the process too. But it's really helpful to talk to people who are similar, just like we're talking right now, Allison. You know, we're getting a validation from each other like, yes, that's what I saw too.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's so nice.
It is so nice and so true. I just concur with everything you've just reflected. And I love that you are saying, trust yourself. I was telling you before I hit record on this interview that I just emotionally wrapped up my signature group course for spiritual entrepreneurs, the Soul Guide Academy. And we went around the horn with sort of biggest takeaways from the last 9 months. And almost every single person said some variation of, I learned to trust myself. And it was so beautiful. And at the end of the day, we can learn all the fancy 3D marketing tricks and techniques. But nothing is more powerful than learning to actually trust yourself. And spirit guides, they are just here to, I mean, they're just so here to help us do that.
Oh, yes. I think so many times we're looking for these outside answers. And this is with our spirit guides, it's with our, you know, our intuition. We kind of want to be told what to do in a sense. Like, it's interesting because we don't want to be told what to do, but we kind of want somebody to give us guidance. It's kind of both. But at the end of finally feeling like you've tuned in to your intuition and your guides, really, I see so many people say, now I love myself. Like, I trust myself. I am unique and I love myself more. Also, I feel like I'm whole and I can be authentic and I feel like I'm healed. So just connecting with your guides, we don't expect that outcome, but we start to feel more confident in trusting our own path. Even when the naysayers out there say to do something differently. And just like you said, all the 3D marketing and everything else, it's about trusting you where you can say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do this thing over here. And knowing that you can create success in your own way and that you have really all the knowledge you need. It's nice to learn from others, but you have all this knowledge through your intuitive compass.
And yes.
Flexing that intuitive muscle is going to be important to strengthen. So it's a huge journey. It's just sometimes we don't expect the benefits of connecting to our spirit guides. And, you know, we're just thinking, I want more abundance or I want direction. I want to make sure I'm living my purpose. All those benefits are wonderful, but loving yourself and feeling more whole and complete and trusting is beautiful too.
Whitney, this has just been such an amazing conversation. I could just chat with you for hours and hours. I have a couple more questions. In one sec, I'm going to ask you how our listeners can find you and connect to you, because I know they're going to want to learn more about you and your work and how they can learn from you. But before then, you had mentioned you had a little trick for people who want to develop their seeing intuitive language. What is that trick?
Sure. So if you are not the seer, just ask your chemist to help you with the seer so that you can grow your intuitive language. But one of the things that you can do, the third eye can be really photosensitive. So I recommend that you sit in a dark room. I know that might sound super scary for some of you who are like, I don't know about this. What are you saying to me? But it's just a way where, for one, you are letting your third eye open. So if you could just think of your eyes being so sensitive when you're a newborn baby, it's kind of like that. But also it helps your ego with knowing that, okay, proof. If I see a light source, right, it's not in this room because I have made this dark. So that's one of the things you can do. And when you are inside of this room, just staring out into the dark room, and just allowing your eyes to become unfocused. So not even looking at anything. And just invite spirit in and see what comes through for you. And you'll see sometimes this mist that comes, like this purpley or white mist. And sometimes it's just a movement and you're not sure what's going on. Or just a flash of light that comes through. And this is just an easy thing you can do before you go to bed. Just an easy whenever you want to kind of deal. And just invite your chemist to come in and make some adjustments during that time. And that's just a really quick, easy way to do it. You can also take a few moments and clear your mind and close your eyes and ask spirit to give you a symbol for XYZ if you want to. And with that symbol, just see what comes up. So those are two things that you can do if you really want to start developing your sight clairvoyantly. But remember, spirit's only going to give you what you're ready for. And please embrace your natural intuitive language first.
Yes, yes, yes. Brilliant, brilliant advice and exercises and tips and tricks. I love it so much, Whitney. Before you tell us how listeners can find you, please, can you leave our listeners with an invitation, inviting them to go somewhere, be someone, do something, wherever you want to invite them to go?
So I would love to invite you to just allow yourself to become curious. I know that sounds like an interesting invitation. I want to invite you to become curious and allow yourself to ask the question, how can I receive more? What areas of my energy am I blocking being able to receive? And just get curious and see what could be holding you back. So I think the more that we become curious about ourselves and how we're receiving in our lives, we start to kind of unravel some perspectives that we didn't even know. Oh my goodness, when somebody says, you know, oh, you have a beautiful sweater today, I don't receive it. Like, I can't do that. The more we're able to receive in our lives, the more we're able to receive our intuition. So that's what came up for me when you asked that question.
That is powerful. I love that invitation. I'm going to take it on board myself. So thank you so much. It has been an absolute pleasure. I feel like we've just been in a nice flow state, the two of us. Talk about relaxed. It's just been this beautiful, relaxed flowing back and forth. It's the best interviews when this happens. So thank you, Whitney, for helping to create this flow state and sharing this incredible, really valuable, really timely wisdom that really will help spiritual entrepreneurs who don't like to do things the traditional way to grow to the next level. So please tell our listeners how they can learn more about you.
Yeah. So I would love to connect with you over on Instagram and tell me your ahas about this episode. You can find me pretty much on social media everywhere at Messenger of Spirit. And I have a podcast, Spiritual and Ambitious, which Allison's going to be on too. And if you're interested to learn more about your spirit guides, you can go to messengerofspirit.com/free class. And I have a free class to help you in your communication with your guide.
Beautiful. So I really invite listeners to take advantage of these very high value opportunities. This episode is probably will go live before my episode on Whitney's podcast. But when it does go live, we'll link it in the resources. So depending on when you're listening to this, you can find Whitney's podcast link in the show notes of this episode here. And I really invite everyone to check that out. Whitney, thank you again. It was an absolute pleasure having you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I really want to thank you, dear ones, for tuning in and being part of the Soul Guide Circle community. I really appreciate you so much. Every week as I record new episodes, I literally feel you holding the space. I feel like you time jump to my present moment and I feel your presence with me live. And I want to say thank you for doing that. And if you ever feel so called to let me know how Soul Guide Radio has impacted your life, I would love to hear it. There is a link in the show notes to leave a review and I will read your beautiful words on the air. And as always, until next time, may your soul guide the way. Are you ready to fill your business with soul clients in the next 60 days? Then download my free energy upgrade meditation to amp up your energy frequency, dissolve the doubt, and attract the soul clients you are destined to serve. Find the link to download on my website, AllisonScammell.com, as well as in the show notes.